News Time 829, triple team traffic, and back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Brian, northbound I-15 is still seeing backups coming up over Point of the Mountain and into Draper, but then they do break up for quite a while. You will see some heavy and slow traffic, a little out of the ordinary between 33rd South and coming into downtown, the 6th South exit. Southbound delays remain on I-15. They start slowing down a little bit before 45th South, but the worst of it is from 53rd to 7200 South as you pass by that crash. Then you get back to the speed limit. Eric Butler?
The 215 belt route's looking pretty good right now. Now I-80 is back to normal speeds for eastbounders heading from I-15 over to Sugar House. We had an earlier accident on State Street, but that seems to be clear, or at least not causing any delays at this point. The northbound I-15 in Utah County is in good shape from Provo up to the point. That's 20 minutes. Heather?
We are almost back to normal speeds on the west side belt, but you're still going to be a little slow heading south from 700 North to the I-80 West interchange, probably due to a crash off on the right shoulder. No problems now on I-15 south from Ogden to Salt Lake. That's a 30-minute drive. And now the congestion is starting to form in Ogden, Roy, and Clinton on your city streets. Snowbird summer activities like the aerial tram and mountain coaster open this Saturday, June 18th. Purchase all-day activity passes online at snowbird.com for the best pricing. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.